How now, you horse and peasant? Where have you been these 2 days loitering?
Marry, sir, I carried Mistress Sylvia, the dog you bade me.
And what says she to my little jewel?
Marry, she says your dog was a cur, and tells you currish thanks is good enough for such a present. When a man's servant shall play the cur with him, look you, it goes hard. One that I brought up of a puppy. One that I saved from drowning when 3 or 4 of his blind brothers and sisters went to him. I have taught him, even as one would say precisely, thus I would teach a dog. I was sent to deliver him as a present to Mistress Sylvia from my master. And I came no sooner in at the dining chamber, but he steps me to a trencher and steals her Caitlin's leg. Which is a foul thing when a cur cannot keep himself in all companies. I would have, as one should say, one that takes upon him to be a dog indeed, to be, as it were, a dog at all things, if I had not had more wit than he to take a fault upon me that he did. I think, verily, he had been hanged for it. Sure as I live, he had suffered for it. You shall judge. He thrust me himself into the company of 3 or 4 gentlemanlike dogs under the Duke's table. He had not been there, bless the mark, a pissing while, but all the chamber smelt him. "Out with the dog," says one. "What cur is that?" says another. "Whip him out," says the third. "Hang him up," says the Duke. I, having been acquainted with the smell before, knew it was Graham, and goes me to the fellow that whips the dogs. "Friend," quoth I, "you mean to whip the dog?" "I marry do I," quoth he. "You doing the more wrong," quoth I. "'Twas I did the thing you were of." He makes me no more ado, but whips me out of the chamber. Otherwise, he had been executed. I have stood on the pillory for geese he had killed. Otherwise, he had suffered for it. Thinks not of this now. No, I remember the trick you served me when I took my leave of Madam Sylvia. Did not I bid thee still mark me and do as I do? When didst thou see me heave up my leg and make water against a gentlewoman's farthingale? Didst thou ever see me do such a trick?